Okay, this is a 412A parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge hearing for Mr. Christopher Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln, can you start by stating your full name and your ABC number?
Well, my name is Derek Christopher Lincoln.
Hello. Oh, Chris, it says Christopher D.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
When I was arrested, they switched my first and middle names.
Oh, okay.
But according to DOC, it is Christopher Derek Lincoln, 073944.
Thank you. All right. And you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, where you've appeared before.
Yes, ma'am.
And for those types of hearing today, general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, you became eligible for this in March 30th of 2013. Or you're 46 now, 49.
I'll be 47 next month.
Okay, so you'll be 47. And you're currently serving life for the crime of murder in the first degree, two concurrent counts, and those occurred on March 28th of 38. Is that right?
March 27th, 19.
March 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
And you were 16 at the time?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And you were convicted by a jury trial March 24th, 89, and sentenced on June 21st, it looks like, 89.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And there were several other concurrent...
burglary, armed robbery, theft over 1,000, arson,
right. And those are expired. Those are expired. Okay. All right. You had very limited discipline in prison. It looks like you were minding your own behavior while you were in prison. So that's excellent. And it looks like you've been on home arrest for, gosh, how long? It's about 2 years now?
22 months.
22 months. Okay. So just about 2 years. Well, how are you doing on home arrest?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
It's a pain in the butt sometimes because you can't do anything spontaneous.
Yeah.
You know, if you run out of something, you can't go to the store.
Right.
So,
right.
Since I'm still living in the halfway house, I just send the kids to, you know, go get whatever I need if I'm not able to.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. So you're still living in the halfway house. Do you have a car?
No, ma'am.
So you don't have a car?
No, ma'am. In the past, I have forgotten to ask for that stipulation to be removed.
Okay. If you were able to, would you have access to a car? Would you be able to afford a car, or?
Starting to work on saving for a car.
Okay. Okay. So that might be something new to think about.
For a little while, I was a 1099, and I was working on a car while I was trying to get people to replace their windshield. And it was all, you don't get paid hourly, you get paid by...
Oh, like a commission, like that.
So, I was barely treading water there for like 7 months until I got a better job.
Okay, and where are you working now?
Emergency air heating and cooling.
Oh, okay. And are you actually doing HVAC repair?
No, ma'am. I'm one of the people hate because I make the phone calls.
Okay.
It's my job to get the appointments for the company, so.
Okay, all right, well, but this day like today, you might get some real people to say, get out there right away.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. And it looks like you were going to school.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still going to school?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I graduated May of this year.
Oh, excellent. So that's one of these certificates.
Yes,
oh, very good. Okay, so you're going to start working for, or try to get a job?
Hopefully, yeah. I'm waiting for my license. I have a pending hearing on Monday.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
The board called me. I don't have to be here for it because,
okay.
See what happens.
All right, excellent. Okay, and that was for a massage therapy? Is that what it was? Okay, congratulations. That's all. That should make you a little more money than...
Well, it's not that. It's helping people. I mean, just every day, you know, how people sit.
You could see us up here.
Yeah, I mean, we're learning assessments and you look at people differently. You see, you know, how they walk and stand. So you know what's bothering them and what should be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. I can see where that would be. Okay. All right. How do you do with your itineraries? You doing okay with?
Yeah, it's basically the same thing every week. a few changes, but not much.
Yeah, so you have certain times you go to the store?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Basically, it's work, home, Walmart. And then I just started switching to one of Fry's, because it's a long walk carrying all that stuff from here to here when I could just get off the bus right in front of my house almost.
Okay.
It's a really short trip.
With your stuff, okay. All right, makes sense. Yeah, those Fry's are opening up all over the place. So, all right, let's see. Let me see if fellow board members have any questions for you. Anybody have a question for Mr. Lincoln?
Mr. Lincoln, I think you've already mentioned this, but just for the record, do you have any family members, family support here in
Not in Arizona, no.
You have zero family support in Arizona?
I haven't. I guess you'd call him my uncle. He's down in Tucson. He's my stepdad's brother. And everyone else is in Kentucky.
I've
been on the phone a lot with Kentucky lately.
So what part of the country were your family located, sir?
They're in Princeton, Kentucky, sir.
Where?
In Princeton, Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky.
It's
okay.
Still.
Yeah, okay,
like they were a little...
I will pull it up.
Juts down, they're like right there.
Yes, sir.
Right below those Tennessee.
Yes, sir. I think I remember that from geography. Watson, I'm going to be, you know, optimistic, and not necessarily today because each board member will be independent of each other, but once you are off home arrest and parole, what are your plans? Do you plan to remain in Arizona or do you plan to go to Kentucky?
No, sir.
No Kentucky?
No, it's complicated. We have a dysfunctional family. So the only one that I really care about is my niece, and she's in Florida. She's the one that came down in December. Of 2016. I mean, I love my brothers and my sister, but it's one of those things where you love them, but you just don't have anything in common with them, you know, because you don't know
them. What has been the major, maybe not none, but I'm asking as if there have been some the major challenges that you have faced during the 22 months that you have been on home arrest? Anything
in particular? Swimming.
Because of the GPS.
Yes, sir.
Well, what about computers? Are you able to, have the kids caught on to using computers?
I have a laptop, but I'm not hooked up to the internet, so I just, you know, play games on it. So, but, you know, we just don't have the internet at the halfway house. We're trying to get somebody that's going to be there for a while
Well, have you been at that halfway house for the full 22 months now?
They have 9 houses. I was at the intake house when I first got out, and then Valentine's Day of 2017, they moved me to another house on Daly. And I've been there ever since.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, have you found any companionship so far?
It's a little hard.
It's a little hard. It's
a little hard,
okay.
I mean, any decent woman, they're going to, you know, I don't try to hide what I was in for. I mean, even with, you know, school, my classmates, I told the ones that I was working on during class, and, you know, to give them the option of not, you know, because of my mother. And the 7 out of the 16 that I worked on before, I told everybody, was they were okay with it, you know. But I didn't try to hide it from them. I just wanted them to get to know me before they learned about me. And so after we had an emotional class, and after that, we had a problem. So it was, you know.
Have you reached out in the community? And by that, I'm asking, you know, any religious groups or any community groups?
I am religious. I'm just not Mormon, Christian, Catholic. It would be hypocritic for me to reach out, you know.
I'm not suggesting that you reach out, I'm just trying, as you said, that we're just trying to get to know you better as well, so that's the reason I'm asking, sir.
Have any of you guys watched the show Vikings?
I have not.
It's on the History Channel.
Okay.
I believe in the old Norse gods.
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Asatru. So, that's my ring tattoo.
Okay.
And it's my hammer.
Mm-hmm.
My rings stand for strength, protection, life, honor.
Mm-hmm.
So my hammer says strength and protection of life with honor. I grew up when I was inside. I found out who I was. And,
just a couple more questions, because Mr. Johnson, what you committed the offenses here in Arizona. What brought you to Arizona, sir?
My mom.
Oh, okay.
I was 13 when we moved out here, so I didn't have any choice.
Okay.
12 or 13.
Okay, so you actually grew up, I mean, in Arizona.
Well, I was in the prison system, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you went in the prison system at age 16?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you spent much of your life incarcerated.
Two-thirds.
Okay. So, and this board saw fit, not necessarily the members here, but this board saw fit, you know, 22 months ago to release you.
Yes, sir.
So, have you committed any offenses since you've been out, sir?
Jaywalking.
Jaywalking.
Twice. The first time I got a citation, it was right after my last hearing in January. I got a $100 fine for it. Crossing the street to get onto a light rail platform, and they gave me a citation. That was $100 because I was doing payments. It was $120, so I finished paying that off. And just 2 weeks ago, I went off the bus at Country Club and Broadway. And there's a little extension that cuts out because there's an overpass. So I was late for work because my usual ride neglected to tell me that she wasn't going to work. So I had to call my boss, let him know that I was going to be an hour late because I got it's an hour and a half. We're down in Chandler on McClintock and Chandler Boulevard. And I'm way over here in Mesa. So I had to make sure that I caught the bus. Light was green going this way, and I have to go this way, and there's no car, so I walked, and just happened to be two Mesa police officers over there, so they got to talk to me, and that was it.
So did you have to pay the fine again?
Just jaywalking,
okay. I guess my fine.
I'm sure that I caught the bus, but otherwise it's another half hour, so I can't miss that much work.
So. I guess my final question is, let's say, 2 years from now, what do you plan to be doing? Have you thought about what your future plans are, is really what I'm asking?
Well, in a couple of years, I hope to be doing what I love, which is massage therapy. Maybe have a significant other of some sort in one stage, and buying a home.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you. And Mr. Johnson has a question.
So I understand that question. So it looks like all these symptoms that you have, which your PO had to do with your monitor. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And it looks like on June 14th and June 8th of this year that you had two brief unauthorized stops. What were those?
Well, sir, my co-worker that was driving me home, the first time we're down on, you know, Chandler Boulevard and McClintock, and we dropped off another co-worker.
Okay.
First at her house, and then went straight to my house. And then that following, that same Friday of that week, my co-worker stopped at the credit union to cash a check so she could pay her phone bill. And we stopped there just briefly, and that was it.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
So, yeah, it was.
All right, Mr. Lincoln. We do have a written report from your parole officer, and it indicates, it describes those couple of little stops there that you were reminded to not deviate from the schedule.
Yes, ma'am. I have the full impression that yes,
I'm sure.
Sure, no unauthorized stops.
Mr. Winter takes care of that. He's right on. He's right on, I can't think. Okay, we've completed all of your counseling. It looks like that was last year.
I started paying off my restitution.
Okay, and let's see. I don't see restitution on here. How much do you still owe on your restitution?
I just had $225 last week, so we might have it this week. I owe still $525.
Okay, so you're in pretty good shape. You're making progress on
this.
Okay. All right, well, I think I'd like to ask, is there anything you'd just like to tell the board? I mean, we don't have to ask all the questions. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
Sometimes it's a little hard to do things out here, but, you know, you still got to think and do what's right. So that's all I can do, is just doing what I, you know, mom raised me right. It's just I was too hard-headed and too stupid and naive as a kid to understand what she was teaching me until it was too late.
All right, so I'm going to...
But now I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
It looks like
it's not that hard. Really and truly, it's not that hard. So, just...
Okay, I'm going to ask your parole officer if you'd like to come up and... Just give Mr. Lincoln, you can just have a seat up here in one of these tables. Good morning. Please state your name.
I am Steve Butcher. I'm a community correctional officer for Mr. Lincoln.
Okay, and it looks like you've supervised Mr. Lincoln since March of this year.
Yes, ma'am.
And, I mean, you've provided us a report. Is there anything else you would want to, I mean, it looks like there's just these couple of violations. Deviating from the itinerary.
Yeah, there haven't been any significant violations since I've supervised him. There were some significant violations initially by 2017, which has been addressed. And since then, he's been extremely compliant. The itinerary is very static. He does the same thing week after week after week. I've tried to encourage him to do some more pro-social things because it does appear to me that he lacks a good community support system. He seems to be very repetitive of what he does, very calculated. In regards to wanting to make sure he doesn't get himself in trouble by deviating from his normal routine. My only concern that I've recently addressed with him is he's been released almost 2 years and he's only, as of last month, started to pay restitution. So the total amount of restitution is $600. He has indicated that he has paid $50 of that. So it's his name.
Okay.
So with that, obviously, I told him it's a priority to make amends,
right,
to pay restitution. Right. And the only other concern I really have is complacency in regards to his goals in life when it comes to employment. He's living paycheck to paycheck. And I keep trying to encourage him to seek other employment because he's doing a telemarketer job. It doesn't pay much. Right. He gets 30 hours, but there's very little wiggle room in there in between.
Okay.
None of those concerns are any indication that he might be reverted to.
Right. And as far as drug and alcohol, it looks like randomly everything's been good.
Okay. No positives, no yes, no diluted.
Right. Okay. Any questions for Mr. Bush? Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Lincoln, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity. Is there anything else you thought of that you want to tell us? If you do, come up to the mic, and if not, that's fine too. Okay, thank you. We're going to have this go as the board goes into discussion, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Lincoln has been on home arrest for 22 months, as he said. And appears to be, aside from the restitution, which he's paying, just not quickly, he appears to be in compliance. He's gotten now certified to become a massage therapist, which gives him another opportunity. If he were granted parole today, he would have more opportunity, for one thing, to go out and look for other work without having things be so restrictive about his itinerary. So I personally could see a grant and parole, but I would certainly listen to any input from fellow board members. Any comments?
I agree.
All right, I'm going to make a motion then that that we grant 412A parole to Derek Christopher Lincoln and deny home arrest and absolute discharge.
Second.
Agree.
So that was me making the motion, and was it Mr. Neal who seconded? Was it? Okay. Agreed by Dr. White, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Quinones. Okay, and type of release granted, 412A general parole. Type denied for, I don't know, let's get this messed up. For home arrest and for, is it one for 411 and home arrest and... I'll just have to scribble one out here, yeah, I'll do this. Okay, sorry, I'm trying to give you a figure of writing to... Indeed, yes. So Mr. Lincoln, if you'd like to come back up to the podium, this means that after the board's granted you general parole, so 412A general, which means that as soon as the paperwork gets processed, and you know, you have to see Mr. Butcher about that, you'd have the ankle, you can go swimming. You'll have the ankle bracelet, we're going to put you can go swimming, and definitely can.
I think, to feel that sensation.
Of the water?
Surrounded by water.
That'll be. And the supervision fees continue, because you have supervision fees now, I presume. So that'll continue. Just continue to, to continue to do what you do. No problem with driving, get your driver's license. And I don't know, since this says home arrest, pardon me, just a moment. Do I, 412A.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if I would just read. Continue follow mandatory conditions. I'll definitely check the restitution one because that is a concern. And I'm going to scribble out not and say may operate a motor vehicle.
Well,
and that's it.
If I come back again, I will have that paid on.
Okay. Oh, I believe you. At PO's discretion, I'm going to say you may operate a car. I mean, we're a little different than probably you knew before. And no alcohol use. No contact with victims, that kind of goes without saying.
That's why I paroled up here. Because they're down two fathers.
There you go. Yeah. Little chance.
If we bump into each other, it's not my fault.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so follow all conditions, no alcohol use, random tests for drug and alcohol. May operate a motor vehicle at PO's discretion, no contact with victim family, and must pay restitution. So, Mr. Lincoln, can you live with those conditions?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then your hearing is concluded, and we thank you for appearing today.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Great day, Josh.
Thank you.